It's been 10 years since most world governments made a commitment to reduce maternal and child mortality rates. As part of the Millennium Development Goals, MDGs, an agreement was made to tackle preventable childbirth fatalities, but little progress has been made in sub-Saharan Africa. Samuel Akibe was excited about becoming a father. He took his wife to deliver her baby at a reputable maternity hospital in Lagos, Nigeria.
Constantly, I was talking with all of the doctors on ground, and they kept on telling me everything was fine, everything was good, right up to the point where they wheeled her into the CF. But just before they did that, they listened again to the child's heartbeat, and for the opportune time, I heard the child's heartbeat very strong.
Then tragedy struck. The baby died right after delivery, and the doctors never gave the devastated parents an explanation.
I couldn't believe all of the 9 months and everything, the heartbeat I had listened to, everything was like an illusion.
Although he was not given an official cause of death, Akibe believes his child's death was preventable and blames the doctors for negligence.
They shouldn't have waited all the while for her to be dilated. Instead of waiting till about 9 p.m. in the evening, they should have gone on ahead with the cesarean by 4 p.m., that Danita was probably weak from all the struggling and epitomizing that they gave to Jessica.
Lizo Gunthelot, a Human Rights Watch advocate, says of all the Millennium Development Goals, the least progress has been made in maternal and child mortality reduction. However, she is hopeful the upcoming G8 summit will lead to greater funding for women's reproductive care.
A lot of women die because of hemorrhaging, so you need to be able to give, you need the facilities to be able to give them blood transfusion, and that involves being able to transfuse them and also being able to store adequate quantities of blood. Obstructive labor is also a huge cause of death, so you also ultimately need women to be referred to places where they can have a safe cesarean section.
And access to healthcare systems.
That means you need to have trained healthcare workers, you need facilities, you need good transport systems, and you need to give women information about what they need to do.
Gentilot says funding to poor countries must be monitored to ensure it's well spent.
We hope that it will mean that resources are going to be made available to poorer countries, and we hope that at least when those resources are made available, there'll be proper mechanisms to ensure that that money is spent, that monitoring and evaluation systems are part of what that money is going to be spent on, and ultimately that the systems that are developed protect women's human rights.
Bereaved parents like Akibe say they want global health policies to benefit everyday people in developing nations.
Most of the facilities are actually not there, and the people that are supposed to get these things implemented are not doing anything about it. So we have young doctors working with little or nothing, and miracles are expected from them. So what I would like to see, first of all, are not just policies, but implementation.
The Lancet Medical Journal says 6 countries account for over half of maternal deaths: India, Nigeria, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Ethiopia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. In Washington, D.C., Chinemay Wilson, VOA News.